The person the board appoints today will serve a dual role as both legal counsel and head of the new agency. It's the first and the biggest hire by the panel. The agency will eventually replace the state's existing ethics and elections boards. It will have the ability to investigate and punish public officials for violations of campaign finance laws or conflicts of interest. The board consists of six former judges approved by the governor and legislature. Wisconsin Democracy campaign director Mike McCabe says they're the ones who will set the tone of this new agency. But the new chief of staff needs to be every bit as tenacious.
And if they're not all on the same page, if they're not pulling in the same direction, then we're not going to get the kind of progress that we want and that we need.
The Government Accountability Board was created for a variety of reasons. Many argued the state needed an agency with more teeth to go after public officials who violate the law. Others said the existing elections board was too blatantly partisan. McCabe says so far, the nonpartisan appointees of this board are just what the doctor ordered.
Now we hope that they will then follow that up with making some staffing decisions that will help improve things as well. So far, so good. As far as I'm concerned, it's unfolding in the way that we hoped it would unfold.
Once the new agency is completely in place, board members could begin making some sweeping decisions. That's because the law that created the board also mandates members to perform a top-to-bottom review of all past rulings and opinions of the previous ethics and elections boards. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.